This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Crank up the radio.
Today is the day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Rich Eisen.
He's a different cat. He's a tea sipper that is in touch with his deep thoughts.
Rich Eisen.
Stop busting up my flow. All right.
Today's guests, Fox Sports college football analyst Mark Ingram, ESPN senior writer Don Van Natta Jr., Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin, Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can confirm, and there I am on the Roku channel. Hey, and here I am on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, coast to coast and around the globe. Why not? Let's just say it. Sirius XM and Odyssey and the Rich Eisen Show podcast version of this program available every single day. We say hello to everybody out there. We say hello to anybody that's second screening the Open Championship as we are on the air right now. And that includes Chris Brockman, who's on the air with us right now.
Hey.
We are the first screen, right, for you at least?
Well, I'm putting out today's lineup. That's the first screen.
The Roku channel is the first screen.
Roku channel.
Our Twitter.
Yep,
Twitter. The show lineup that you've known for hours, you're doing right now.
I'm doing right now.
Okay, because you were second
the show's
screening.
Literally started. Yeah, Rory and Justin Rose and John Rahm are on the seventh hole. So
okay.
That's where I'm at.
And by the way, with a familiar voice that you're hearing from a blast from the past, Mike Del Tufo, back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You're still here.
Hey, man, thank you for doing the Yes broadcast of the Yankees and the Angels, because without you, the Yankees sucking wouldn't have sounded as good. They sounded better than they're playing.
By the way, they're horrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even
and you're a diehard Yankee fan, and you're like, I'll work these games. I'll watch the games.
So
the mush of the Rich Eisen Show is back.
Welcome back.
They won last year.
You're the mush of the Yes Network. You're our guy. Good to see you, Mikey.
Welcome.
The No Network.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying either. I'm like, no.
How are you, TJ Jefferson?
You're welcome.
Good to see you.
Didn't win this yesterday, so
one of the many gajillion losing tickets, although one was sold in downtown Los Angeles. Somebody hit the Powerball in downtown LA.
So last night, Twitter breaks. One ticket sold in California. You're like, okay. We got a shot.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
We got a shot.
You're saying
then it was like the tickets sold in Los Angeles. You're like, whoa.
It's going to be
then
me.
Then people out of town are texting, did you win? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to tell you now over text.
Did you win?
Like, my mom texted me this morning.
You know, if you win, you're supposed to say nothing. Do nothing, say nothing.
You're immediately supposed to sign your ticket, take pictures, and then say nothing.
Don't, like the Goodfellas, don't buy nothing. Don't do nothing. It's like the Lufthansa house. Don't do anything. Don't buy nothing.
The thing is, I already went and bought a fur coat, and so now I got to return it.
Last night, I was in it. I was in it to win it.
Got to be in
so
it.
So was my mom. She got. Oh. She put in $2 into a machine and in a local pharmacy.
One winner in downtown LA.
She did not win.
Crazy.
Guys, we were so close.
So close. Well,
geographically.
So far away.
Geographically.
All right, I just want to let you guys know it's my last day. I won. I'm announcing it.
Guys, sorry. The Powerball is not like what? Horseshoes and hand grenades?
All right.
Almost does count, Rich. You can get some money if you're almost. If you almost
win. Well, you know what?
I didn't get a single number.
Let's talk about, speaking of Powerball, let's talk about hitting it. Let's talk about hitting it and getting what you dream of. Let's talk about it, because we're on the outset of a National Football League season, and as you know, you can never say never in the National Football League. I sit two seats away from Kurt Warner. They made movies about him.
They sure did.
You know, you can never say never. Outhouse to penthouse. Who goes from last to first more than National Football League teams? Happens all the time.
Every year.
Happens all the time. The Jacksonville Jaguars went from choosing first overall twice in a row. They won a playoff game.
They might win the Super Bowl.
They made the divisional round. They put a brief scare in Kansas City.
Facts.
So, we're on the outset of that season. And so, in that regard, I got a top five to start the program.
Right out the gate.
We're waiting to hour
those
three.
Who love top fives, you've hit the Rich Eisen Show Powerball.
We can give the people what
just
they
get
want.
You didn't just get five white ping pong ball digits right. You got the Powerball, too.
Hey.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Top five starved NFL fan bases most likely to be fed in 2023. I know it's a mouthful.
Okay.
And there's a lot of starved NFL fan bases, but these are the ones I believe that are going to eat in 2023 and make sure that the stomach rumblings calm down a little bit. First one up, number five on this list. I'm putting the Cleveland Browns on this list.
Hey.
I'm putting the dog pound on this list.
We're not talking about their last divisional win.
The last time these dogs ate a division championship, 1989, when Bud Carson's Browns won the AFC Central with a 9-6-1 record, half game better than the Houston Oilers. That's how long it's been.
Houston Oilers, number one.
They are a team that one has to think, and I know Browns fans are like, yeah, we've been thinking this, one has to think for a long time. You got to feel that Deshaun Watson is going to find himself, that he is not washed. He is not toast. He is not mediocre. He is a two-way threat. And that he is clear, at least it seems, from all the mishigas that would be called. I just went Yiddish on Deshaun Watson's off-the-field issues, dalliances, sexual harassment, all that stuff. And even worse, you got to feel he's clear of all that mentally, and he's going to come out. Amari Cooper, the rest of this team, as constructed, Nick Chubb, the defense, they got, you know, better on both sides of the ball. Jim Schwartz is back in the league. He's their defensive coordinator. I kind of dig that Cleveland has a shot here. And could they make the playoffs? We all know Baker Mayfield just won a playoff game for them recently. But they're starved, and I think they got a shot to feed their dog pound this year. Number four on this list, a team with the last postseason win being the 2005 wild card against Chris Sims' Buccaneers.
Whoa.
I'm putting the Washington Commanders on this list.
You are?
Nobody's talking about them, and I'm not sitting here and saying they're making the playoffs. I am not.
Okay.
Okay. That's pretty
good. I am saying is by sundown of this day,
they're going to be excited.
By sundown of this very day,
July the 20th.
This day, July the 20th, 2023 is the day Washington sports fans have been waiting for it seems like forever. Washington football fans will go through this season, their first without Dan Snyder being owner in what seems like an eternity. And I think that alone is going to make sure that the Commanders have a better footing. All the nonsense and insanity that's gone on behind this. Remember Alex Smith said that you could not help but have what was going on in the front offices and what Dan Snyder's businesses were doing locally to conversation on the radio and stuff like that in the media? Couldn't help but sink into the locker room. I think that alone, and we'll see what Sam Howell can do, and the rest of that offense is definitely higher register. Like, you know what? They got some guys over there. Chase Young, did you see the video of what he looked like?
He's back.
Okay. Just throwing it out there.
They do have some players.
Yeah. And Ron Rivera has not forgotten how to be coach of the year. So I'm just throwing it out there.
I'll push back.
No, wait. No, like you can push back all you want. He's won that award twice. So, bottom line, Dan Snyder's not going to be owner of this football team.
That in itself is worth three wins.
Star fan base starving for him to get his ass out and have the door hit it on the way out. He's going to get that by the end of today.
They got some good receivers on that squad.
They sure do.
That's true. Yeah.
Number three on this list. Last postseason win was the wild card in 2018. Their last division title was 2009. Only two playoff wins since 2010. I think that has a good chance to change. Show us your lightning bolts. Los Angeles Chargers are on this list. I know they made the playoffs last year. We all know what happened. But, man, Herbert sure looked like he was going to get that fourth seed at the AFC Final Four table last year. Went to Trevor Lawrence instead, year before Ryan Tannehill. I think they got the players. They just don't have what seems to be the luck ever.
Are they going to not Charger this year?
Let's find out. But You have to think that this star fan base is most likely to be fed in 2023. Number two on this list, I've got a knife and a fork in my hands, and I am tucking
feed me
the napkin into my shirt.
Proper.
I am getting ready to be fed. New York Jets fan base, we are ready to be fed, and I know everybody's hoping that the trapdoor opens up underneath the piece of filet mignon that is being put on the plate right now. I get it. I understand it. I saw you, Greeny, with your Jets shirt underneath your... Hey, I just want to say this. Don't ever say to me that I am the biggest Jet cheerleader on television, okay?
You might have a point.
I haven't put on a piece of Jet garb like Greeny did. I mean, he got way up and out there with that. I saw that, Mike. All right.
Did he rename his kids
yet? Sure. Why not?
I guess so.
Hi, this is Aaron and this is Roger.
I hope he renames his kids Dalvin and Cook next week.
Cook Greenberg.
Let's go.
That's actually a cool name.
Dalvin cook Greenberg. Greenberg.
It's not bad. Let Greenberg cook.
Yeah, Cook Greenberg is a cool name.
Let Greeny cook. Number one on this list. I think this team has not. Here, how about this? Last division win, 1993. 9 game playoff losing streak.
Wayne Fonts.
How about that?
Hello.
Oh, I know this answer.
Their last postseason win was when they did curb stomp your Dallas Cowboys back in 1991 divisional round 38-6. The Detroit Lions have the most star fan base, most likely to be fed in 2023. They are ready to eat, and I think they are going to be stuffed.
Didn't they just add Denzel Mims?
Yeah, from the Jets. They did. I'm telling you, man.
No weapon.
How about that? They've made the playoffs 8 straight times and got one and done. And then their 9-game losing streak started with the 1991 NFC Championship game loss to the Washington Redskins at the time.
Oof.
Detroit Lions, I know the bandwagon is full, but there's a good reason for that. They've got playmakers. They sure do. Amon-Ra St. Brown, to me, I've said it before, I believe he is a top 10 receiver in the NFL. And I know you're crazy, what have you. Okay, sounds good to me. Jahmyr Gibbs, so many teams apparently got beaten to the punch by the Lions right there. Mm-hmm. Add him to an offense. I understand, you know, Jameson Williams is going to miss some games. He's going to come back. All right. Jared Goff starting against Kansas City and trying to go point for point with Patrick Mahomes. And they've got a game wrecker on the other side of the line of scrimmage whose job is going to be to wreck the party on Thursday Night Football, Aiden Hutchinson, who, by the way, is our first guest on this program, joining in just a few minutes' time.
Hey.
And that is my top 5 list of most starved NFL fan bases most likely to be fed in 2023.
Love it.
Feed.
I didn't even do the one more. The one more. All right, do it, Mike.
We need one more.
You can't quit it.
Because I can't quit. It's not the Verizon thing. It's another thing I can't quit.
Oh, thank goodness.
We don't even have a graphic for it. I'm audible. Omaha.
Oh.
If I hear kaput.
You're not going to do it.
Which
don't
is
worry.
Up here making hands gestures.
It's not happening. No.
The line.
They have not won a division title since 2002, and their last postseason win was the 2002 AFC Championship game. Can you do something, Las Vegas Raiders? Can you do something? Can you feed this? You want to talk about a star fan base? This, you could make the case, the most underrated star fan base in the National Football League is a franchise with fans who are alive, who have seen multiple trophies put in the case.
They're loyal.
Thank you, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the quarterback?
It's a Garoppolo.
You know what? It is going to be Garoppolo. I feel it in my bones, whatever with his foot and all of this stuff. Jimmy G with McDaniels, okay? They know each other. He's got this. He's got this. He's got Devontae freaking Adams and Hunter Renfrow. And Josh Jacobs hopefully is not going to hold out and get out there. They've got playmakers. For crying out loud, they have playmakers. And in terms of being let down and starved, I mean, my God, I think I lost 15 pounds for the amount of ass I got chewed out in Kansas City. Every single time I poked my head out there for the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took that person.
So, that's a starved fan base. And again, they only made the playoffs twice since playing in the Super Bowl. That's it. They keep missing it and missing it and missing it. They got in that one year with Derek Carr. He broke his ankle, so Jack Del Rio is on quarterback number 3. And then we saw what happened in Cincinnati a couple years ago at the end of the Mayock administration as Gruden got bounced in the middle of the season. We do something, Vegas. Feed your fan base. They're not on the list because I don't think it's most likely. I think these are more likely, including Washington. Don't sleep on the Commanders. And see. All right, Aiden Hutchinson. Mark Ingram's on the program. He's now part of the Fox landscape. Mike, is he parked in your spot yet?
No.
Okay, good. So then I won't bring it up with him when he joins us later on. He's joining the college football world over there at Fox.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dan Snyder leaving the NFL scene, who better to, I guess, put a bow on that than Don Van Natta, the investigative reporter for ESPN that's been covering ownership in the NFL for decades. And he knows where everything's happened for Dan Snyder and what today does mean. He's going to join us in the middle of the program. Yesterday, we had Rashad White, the rookie running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, now the lead rusher this year. Chris Godwin will join this program in hour number two. So we'll get a veteran's perspective of what's going on. And he's the one who's on the receiving end of passes from Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask. He's right in the middle of whatever quarterback competition is about to blossom in Tampa. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got an eye on the Open Championship. We'll keep you updated on what's going on right there. But when we come back, Aiden Hutchinson, number 97 in your program, number one in the hearts of Detroit Lions fan base that he hopes to feed this year. If you're like me and you're on the run, you need help finding good food and eating right. And now that we're in the thick of summer, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. If you're too busy with summer plans to cook but want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Then get back outside and soak up the warm weather. This July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/Eisen50 and use code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
Are you currently enjoying this show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
I mean, as you might imagine, Aiden Hutchinson kind of ticks a lot of boxes on this program. We like to have
you're a fan.
We like to have newsmakers. He is the stud second overall selection of last year's draft, who finished, I would assume, second to Sauce Gardner in the Defensive Rookie of the Year front. I don't recall the final tally. He is also, you know, his assignment on Thursday night, week one, is to ruin the party. That's his assignment, right? I mean,
wreck,
Goff can do it.
Buffet at the Harrow
Goff
Club.
Can do it, right? Jahmyr Gibbs, yes. He wrecked the buffet at the Arrowhead Club.
He was second. Sauce was overwhelmingly 46 first-place votes.
Right.
Aiden Hutchinson had three.
Okay. And so I don't think that's any way, shape, or form a slap at Hutchinson's
no,
season.
Sauce was first team All-Pro last year. He had an awesome season.
Right. So,
yeah.
So, but he is the one, despite all the playmakers on offense and other playmakers on defense, he is the one who can go in and show everyone, okay, this is, you put us here, guess what? We deserve, he could be the chief flag planter. if he can track down Mahomes and certainly disrupt. And, of course, he's a Michigan Wolverine. And how many people have come on this show? Joel Klatt started it, you know, right around the draft, saying, I think your Wolverines are the team to beat this year. I'm like, get out of here with that noise. And everybody keeps saying, well, they're returning players and returning a quarterback, which is in college football a huge advantage. But
The big schools aren't doing that, yeah.
So excited for this conversation, to say the least. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I just gave the top five list of most starved NFL fan bases most likely to be fed in 2023, and the Lions are atop that list. And a lot of people think the Lions are about to do what fans have been hoping for them to do for a while, restore the roar. And the man who leads that restoration for them is a Heisman Trophy finalist from Michigan and a runner-up to the Defensive Rookie of the Year in a terrific rookie campaign for the Lions last year. Joining us on the Rich Eisen Show once again is Aiden Hutchinson. How you doing, Aiden?
Rich, my man, how we doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. How are you?
I am great. Where have I found you today? You're in the great state of Michigan? That's where you are?
Yep, great Aiden? State of Michigan. Just finished up a workout, head to the facility now. And, just getting ready for camp in a couple days.
Okay. Now, when you go to the facility, do you see a bandwagon? Does it actually exist, an actual bandwagon that is following the Lions right now?
You know,
do you see it?
Not necessarily, but you open any social media and that bandwagon's there.
Well, I'll tell you what helped fill up that bandwagon, because maybe the NFL schedule makers are on that bandwagon. Aiden, what did you think of when you saw your team, you, the Lions, at Kansas City to start the season? How'd that hit you?
Dude, I mean, are you kidding me? That was my first thought, you know, because these primetime games I get so pumped for. Like, there's nothing quite like these primetime games. So, man, when I saw we open up with KC at KC, life doesn't get much better than that. You know, I'm so excited for the challenge ahead. I mean, I think it's going to be a hell of a game. And, man, I've had my eyes set on this game since the moment they released it. So we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go.
No, I'm sure of that because, you know, look, it's a team game. I get it, 53-man roster and all that. But if there's anybody in particular who can personally wreck the party that night, it is you. Does that hit you in any way, shape, or form, Aiden?
It does, man. It does. You know, life's changed a lot in these past couple of years, you know, and I feel like I've evolved and I've developed so much in this short time span. But, I'm grateful for it, though. And I work really hard in these off seasons, man. I do it every off season, and I do it to set myself up. Set myself up to a lot of success in the season, man. So, I think I've really put in the work, you know, and a lot of guys have, but I feel like I've taken that extra mile when it comes to, you know, my dieting, you know, how I train, my lifestyle. I mean, everything that I do right now is to become the best player I can be. So, I do a lot, and I really think it will pay off. And starting week one, especially.
Do you, like, say, when you're not maybe talking to me, Aiden, on your way to work, maybe drive in, walking around, I don't know, just visualize the moment, you know, getting up off the Arrowhead turf and looking down at Mahomes, who you just put down on it? Do you do those sorts of things at all?
Oh, of course. Dude, every day. Every day I put it into my regiment at home, man, that I do my manifestations and my visualizations every day. I've really never been this consistent with it in my life. You know, I've been doing it for many years now, but now that I'm in the NFL and you got a lot of time and I don't have to write papers for English class anymore.
Nice.
I got a lot of time to invest in my future and really see it before it happens.
So are you saying Dan Campbell does not require a 5-page double-spaced paper on Shakespeare? Is that what you're saying, Aiden? No?
Yes. Good for me, yes. And maybe you think so, but I sure as hell happy he doesn't.
What's your favorite story surrounding your head coach so far that you can tell us, Aiden?
Let me think. I didn't have any Dan Campbell stories locked into my head going into this.
Let me help you tap dance for. I'll tap dance for a little bit here, so you can think of one. Okay. Chris, yeah. Who was the guy who told us his tooth fell out in the middle of and he just put it right back in? Didn't somebody tell us that? Is he speaking to the team? Tooth fell out, just popped it right back in and kept going.
Who did we talk to recently? I forget who that was. Yeah, you're right. Now I can't remember.
Okay, we'll have to. Now you have homework. All right. Were you there for that time when that happened, Aiden?
No.
In that meeting?
Someone's tooth popped out?
Yeah, it was his tooth apparently popped out, and he just popped it what? Back in. You know? I don't know, but you got a good one involving your car. It could be anything, just a moment on the field. When he told you something and or anything like that.
Dude, honestly, what I look forward to most having Dan as my coach is the team meetings. His team meetings, man. I think last year he showed it was a Kentucky Derby. What was that horse that came in last started in last and lose the whole thing and then he went and won it. Mm-hmm. And I forgot it was like the biggest upset to the odds or something. And he probably showed us that damn video 4 times last year, especially when we started to rally by the end of the year. But, dude, those team meetings are freaking awesome. When you're winning, at least, you know. When you're winning, they're awesome. And you're cracking jokes, this and that. Like, it's really a great atmosphere to be around. I can't think about anything in particular, but it's just having that kind of atmosphere, having a coach that knows what the players have gone through, it's just great for team camaraderie.
Yeah, I think it was, what's the name of the horse, Chris?
Yeah, Rich Strike.
That's it, Rich Aiden, Strike.
Was 80-1, the right. Longest odds to ever win.
There you go. And so his point is obviously anything can happen. He was at the Combine on NFL Network this year. I'm sure it made its way to you, Aiden Hutchinson, because I
Who
asked him. Dan Campbell, and I asked him if he... you know, saw you at the Combine last year and what he thought. And he said he immediately had a man crush on you. He said that on NFL.
I do remember hearing that. Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did say that. So obviously the two of you kind of have a similar streak. What would that be if you can identify it, Aiden?
Yeah, you know, I just think me and Dan think a lot alike, you know, and, even this offseason, man, I really felt like we were connecting more than we ever did. I felt like, you know, because I came into OTAs just in great shape, and we were kind of talking about that. And he just talked to me about how pumped he was to he really thought I was going to break out this year. And I mean, to have your head coach come up to you and say something like that, it's very encouraging. It's very inspiring. That stuff gets me fired up. You know, when my coach believes in me, he sees the work that I've put in this offseason, and he can feel it just like myself. That's when you know you're on the same page.
I've been told by my crack producers in my ear, Jared Goff was the one who said to us when he was on the show last year that Campbell was in the middle of giving a speech, tooth fell out, just popped it back in, and just kept going like it was a speed bump. And, you know, obviously Goff...
I must have missed this.
You know, you must have, maybe it was an offensive meeting, I don't know, but Goff and that offense and obviously you and the rest of your defensive mates put together is a reason why there's a huge bandwagon. And I think also the way you finished the season last year, why the league is like, yeah, let's take the Lions, put them on Thursday night against the Chiefs. So I'm just wondering, is there any similarity maybe that you're seeing between this team and, say, your final team at Michigan, where no one was expecting, and then all of a sudden you win your conference championship and go to the playoffs. Is there something similar that you're seeing, whether it's belief in selves, teammates, anything like that, between them and your current professional team, Aiden?
Yeah, you know, back on what you said, man, you know, maybe a little bandwagon isn't horrible after all. You know, I mean, with Lions, you know, I grew up with some not so great Lions football teams, so the fact that we got a little hype now and, you know, we're cooking with a little bit of gas, maybe a couple bandwagoners aren't the worst in the world. But, no, it does give me those vibes. You know, it really – everywhere I went, you know, high school, college, now at this pro level, I feel like the more time, you know, that I'm there and the more development that I'm there and the more the team develops – you know, in high school and college, by the end of it, we blossom into like this championship winning team. And, you know, it kind of felt like that way last year. And at the end, we started to blossom a little bit. We got a little taste of what some Lions success could be. And so, why not us this year? I know that's our mentality. You know, it's just a completely different Lions team, I believe, than the previous years. And, it's like that's the mentality. And nobody should be surprised if we do win, if we do win a lot of games, just because we have so much talent. And I feel like we got all the right coaches in place. You know, there should be no reason why we can't be a championship team.
Hey, man, you know, when I was there at the school watching your dad, you know, because we went to school at the same time in Ann Arbor, Aiden, you know, the Jets, that's my team growing up, came into the Silver Dome playing the Lions, and we got to choose whatever seat we wanted to choose. I'm not kidding. We bought a ticket. It was, wow. It cost nothing. And we got in there like, take whatever seat you want. We sat five rows up from the Lions bench, 50 yard line. We chose it in the Silver Dome. It was dead, completely dead. Wow. And then they were talking about Restore the Roar, Barry Sanders, Wayne Font. So now you have that opportunity. It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Dude,
right?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's this opportunity that we have right in front of us. You know, I mean, we got some primetime games this year. I mean, last year we were fighting to get a primetime game. We finally got one by the end of the year. And, I love these primetime games. And I love being in the mix, man. You know, something I've realized last year is that it is not fun being in the league when you're not winning ball games. You know, it is, players are getting cut, coaches are getting fired. Like, it's a little bit dark. I'm not gonna lie. Whenever a team's losing ball games, but that just motivates me so much more now to win and to be a leader and to do everything that I got to do to help the boys win. Because at the end of the day, man, we won a Super Bowl, and that's for Detroit. That's it, man. Detroit's been waiting for this for a long time.
Few minutes left here with Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions on the eve of his second professional training camp right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Earlier, Aiden, you said something that jumped out at me, that everything you do right now is to make you the best player you can be. So where does rocking out at a Taylor Swift concert rank on that list, Aiden? Where does that rank?
You gotta, step away from the weight, mm-hmm. step away from football,
yep.
and jam out to
we're seeing
the greatest
it.
Concert of the year.
We're seeing it right now.
Of the decade.
Party bus.
Arguably.
Seen the party bus and everything.
Party bus.
Oh, yeah.
Party bus.
Uh-huh.
We got the party bus.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually kind of my girlfriend's birthday. We threw into it, so
mm-hmm.
we had that kind of celebration with it. So
nice shades.
And it was a lot of fun.
Nice shades. Great choice of shades.
Say what?
Great choice of shades. We just saw that.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, had the shades on. I mean, you should. I'm not kidding. I've never heard Ford Field as loud as that timer was ticking down for Taylor Swift to come out. All the little girls are screaming their heads off. I mean, I have never heard Ford Field that loud. I was getting the chills because all these little girls were screaming, like, high-pitched screams.
So what's your go-to Taylor Swift song? We saw, last year on Hard Knocks, Aiden, you rocked out. If I'm not mistaken, was it Billie Jean? You did that?
Billie Jean, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what were you rocking out to the most for Taylor, where you thought to yourself, you know what, I got this one. I hit this pitch, I got it.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was never a big Swiftie. and really, it was my sisters and stuff and my mom that really liked her.
Yep.
And so I was like, dude, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah, sure.
And after I heard the concert, I had that set list on repeat after the fact.
Okay.
And I'm all about the Swiftie right now.
Okay.
And
all right.
Honestly, her classics, her OGs, You Belong With Me, Love Story, those are my top going into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now coming out of the Lavender Haze, that's some of her new stuff. It's
mm-hmm.
great. Trying to think right now off the top of my head.
Okay.
But, dude, I just have a greater appreciation for T. Swift now. She's just, man, she can really, dude. I just never heard Ford Field like that, so immediately my respect for her went to the roof.
Well, with Rodgers on the Jets now, Aiden, maybe you are the top Swiftie of the NFC North right now. I think you might have that title. You might have it.
I guess I didn't know Rodgers was a big Swiftie.
Neither.
I think I saw saw a video of him.
That's
there.
Right. He went twice, apparently. He went twice.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. I might be wrong. Right. I want to be accurate when I talk about him. What's the clothing line? House of Hutch? We got a clothing line now?
Yeah, man. Hey. We just dropped our kind of clothing line, but it will eventually turn into just a lifestyle brand, man. And it's something that we preach about. I mean, we just dropped our Breathing God collection, which is something that I can definitely dive deeper into detail in the future. But it's you know, very close to our hearts, that kind of that phrase. And man, we're just trying to spread the word and okay. trying to you know, shock the world with a new brand. And I'm really pumped for it. And yeah, man, it's been awesome though.
All right, so I'll just come straight through the front door. I'm extra large. Chris, what are you over there?
I'm a large.
Okay,
yep, I'm
Mike,
large.
What do you know? What are you? You've lost some weight.
I'll take an extra large.
TJ, what do you got?
Okay,
what do you got?
Two XLs.
Two.
And a large. All right, Rich, you got to text me
and
your
two X.
address, and I'll send you it right over.
TJ, you're 2X?
I'm a 2.
2X, it's okay. But don't say it like that.
Well,
be proud.
That's
you're
a 2.
You're fine. Okay.
Big boy.
Free shipping, apparently, on orders more than 97. Dollars at houseofhutch.com. Personally, I think some people wish you wore the number 25 if you're giving away free shipping based on your uniform number.
That's right. Well, you gotta hit that. Well, yeah, just gotta hit 97. Incentivizes them.
Okay.
And right. Yeah, man, well, I'll definitely send some stuff over though. Hey, the high quality stuff, man. We
of course.
Took months
yes.
sampling this stuff thick. I mean, it's exactly what you need.
Aiden, you're a Michigan man. The threads are going to be top notch, first rate. Come on, Aiden.
I know. I've seen you. You've been wearing some thin T-shirts, so I'm going to quality.
I didn't know I was
being.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Didn't know I was being watched like that. Last one for you, man. I'm getting a little nervous because so many people are choosing Michigan. Like, do you want to talk about bandwagon? There's another bandwagon because JJ McCarthy's returning, a bunch of returning people. Ohio State's breaking in someone new. Georgia's breaking in someone new. Alabama breaking in someone new at the quarterback spot. And we got JJ with a smile on his hand coming back. Corum's coming back. Edwards is coming back. All these kids coming back.
They're looking a little dangerous.
Jim's coming back, right? I mean, so what do you got for me on that? What do you think? What do you think?
I can't be heartbroken again in the playoffs. I just that last year at TCU that should have never ever been a loss. But I think the boys are going to turn the page. I think they got a chance, man, to win it. I mean, I freaking hope they do. They just got to get over that semifinal hurdle. I think if they win for the playoffs,
yeah.
The boys will win it all.
I like it.
Whoever it is in the national championship, they've got to get over that first round hurdle. But man, I think expectations are through the roof, and they should fulfill them. Man, they got all the talent in the world, same coaching staff. Like it's nothing should change.
No,
you know.
I know. I'm excited. Thanks for the time, Aiden. I know you're gonna, you're not gonna do too many of these. Certainly when training camp hits, and so I appreciate the 2 cents. So out the door, what is your message for Detroit Lions fans going into the season with expectations as high as they are and the NFL spotlight being thrown on your team? What's your message, Aiden Hutchins?
Yeah, you know, just to start, I mean, Rich, you know, you're a Michigan man. You know, we got to this is how we pick each other up, man. We got to support each other.
So I got you. Yep.
Of course I got to come on. But just for the Lions fans, man, just speaking personally, I really believe I put everything into this offseason that I could have. And I think everybody, all the guys, have done everything that they could to prepare to have a great, successful season, man. And, you know, we're going to control what we can control. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, try to win as many ball games as we can. I mean, obviously, you know the goal, Rich. It's playoffs. It's Super Bowl. I want it all, you know. So expectations are high, but I think our mindsets and our work ethics match our goals. So that's the vision right there.
All right, brother. Thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. I'll send you an address for the House of Hutch material.
Yep.
Everyone else, houseofhutch.com. Order $97.01 of material. You get free shipping. The T Swift is on. You may go return to your rocking out to T Swift on your way to work. So thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
You are the man, Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions at AidenHutch97 on Twitter and Instagram. Great follow right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you think?
I mean, what's not to like about that kid?
Right?
Obviously,
I know
he's a great player. But the Lions bandwagon, I think that's that would concern me that everyone's on board with them.
Well, they're asking people to get off to sell tickets on for free tickets on future bandwagons. It's oversold.
It is oversold.
Right?
The Brockman can get behind that, selling tickets for profit.
You get a voucher? Yeah. Hey, easy.
What a night it would be for Detroit Lions fans if they pick up in Arrowhead where they left off in Lambeau Field and treat Mahomes like they sent Aaron Rodgers packing to the Jets. Just telling everybody that the National Football League's trust in their ability to make a game of it with the whole country back watching National Football League regular season action, that they reward the NFL schedule makers with a great game and their fans with a season opening win. Can you imagine?
RIP to your mentions from Chiefs fans after this.
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying
that's how they're going to take it.
Look, I am just pointing out that National Football League seasons are new. They are fresh. And it's entirely, well, if this is a what's more likely, the scenario I just painted, or that the Chiefs pick up where they left off. Obviously, you'd take the Chiefs more likely.
Of course.
Especially now what I know about Mahomes after watching quarterback.
But, you know.
He's a dog.
I can only imagine if Dan Campbell is showing videos of 80-1 long shots winning Kentucky Derbies.
Yeah.
What he's got cooked up for the whole, you know, they don't think you can do it. You know, maybe it's the speech, the moment that the preacher delivers to Mile and High before the game in Butler Fieldhouse and Hoosiers. You know, maybe it's anything. The 1-inch speech, Game of Inches speech from Pacino, obviously, right?
Ooh,
any
crazy.
Given Sunday. I mean, that.
Any great speech from Rudy.
Any. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
No.
So. A lot of ifs. But, man, that's a big one that just hung up the phone right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
He's good, man.
We'll take a break. Robert Sala has addressed the media in New Jersey on the subject matter that the Jets didn't want to do Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks cameras in the room. Wait till you see how Sala stepped to the podium. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the program. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that photograph that you sent me earlier from the Open Championship, Mike Hoskins? Yeah. There you go. Phil Mickelson warming up in a bunker. That also includes a sign, no bunker play, please.
I mean, yeah, that's what we doing.
Hey, when your name's on the jug.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You can do whatever you want. Yeah, there's no rules.
You just step into a bunker.
That's true.
And you go, okay, no, you drop a ball and say, I got your no bunker play right here, please. And somebody comes up and says, excuse me, sir, did you see the sign? And his response will be, excuse me, do you see the jug?
No pepper. Remember in the no pepper signs?
No pepper games.
I used to love ballparks.
No pepper games. No pepper games. Yeah, you know, and then you know like, what you do? Well, by the way, you don't do pepper games when the sun's up there, right?
I used to remember, I have no idea what that meant.
Phil, that guy.
There it is.
No bunker play, please.
There you go.
That's a big sign, too.
It's a big sign. How could you miss it?
You can't miss that.
All right, I'll push back. Why not? Why no bunker play? What's there? What is it there for?
Well,
because the sand's going to splash on the green.
On
and
a putting green, usually there's no chipping around putting greens. They don't want you to chip.
I'm aware of that.
So it's, you know, it's kind of the same type of deal.
So then what's the bunker there for?
Yeah, exactly. It's a show.
There's bunkers everywhere.
I know that. So it's you don't want to be in one. So you got to make sure that
you can get out of it.
You can get out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't make the rules.
Clearly, Phil doesn't follow them.
It'd be like saying no driving on the NASCAR track. You got to be able to drive on the track.
Look next to look for the number 2014 on the jug, and then see whose name is next to it. And you tell me if I should not play in the bumper.
How about the dude in the back just looking at him? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what's going on?
He's saying that's Phil Mickelson.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204 Rich is the number to dial. Okay, so just completing the story of the last 2 days, Yankees stink. I came on the show Monday.
Did you go yesterday? Afternoon game.
No.
You would have been home in time.
I did Adam Ray's podcast instead. Oh, I did much. Nice. I had a much better time.
By the way, better time well spent.
Oh, is that why you were here when we left yesterday?
No, I did it at his spot.
Oh, gotcha.
So I came on the show Monday, and I'm like, hey, Yankees have a chance to show up in Anaheim, ruin the Angels season, make them think nothing but Ohtani's got to go because we're out of it. Show Ohtani what it's like. They're a better team. And put the Angels in a position where they're out of it, season over. Instead, the Angels flip the script and do it to the Yankees. Sweep them. And yesterday, when the Yankees need a win the most, certainly when Ohtani, he was kind of supposed to start, but did he tweak his back a little bit the other day?
Yeah, he tweaked his back in game 2.
Yeah,
They throw out Chase Silseth. And,
God bless you.
And only get one run off him, while Carlos Rodon, their huge offseason acquisition, the centerpiece of Brian Cashman's pitching plan for the upcoming season, he's hurt, obviously, and he comes back, and he might not be ready to be back based on his last two pitching performances of the first three. And yesterday, he gets sent to the showers early, and we, New Yorkers and Yankee fans, are everywhere, and somebody in Anaheim began to heckle him and tell Carlos Rodon, essentially, despite being in the beautiful confines of Southern California, down the street from one of the happiest places on earth, this is what happens when you come to New York. You hear it. Yep. A Bronx cheer in Anaheim. And you know how he responded? He blew a kiss to the fan.
Yeah.
Well, the New York Post caught notice of that.
Oh, gosh.
Back page on Thursday. Kiss ass with the S's being dollar signs. Rodon yanks 162 million lefty, shows some thin skin and no command in latest loss. This is what happens when you go to New York and you do not perform and you are highly paid and you need to win and everybody's counting on you to do so and you don't. And interestingly enough, at the very top of the page, I would think a bit of a warning sign. It's about to get real, it says. Rodgers Jets to begin playoff quest in earnest with first camp practice today. And there's Rodgers in his new Jets number 8.
It's about to get
a warning sign, a shot across the bow from the New York Post. And I don't know why they put it in Packers colors, too.
Yeah, they did.
All right. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
It is.
And yes, TJ, I see it says Verlander Gem Powers Mets at the bottom.
I mean, don't ignore that.
That, to me, shows you if you're not ready for New York and you're going to blow a kiss to the fans thinking, I hear you, but go F you.
Yeah.
When I am totally underperforming in a spot you, fan base, need me to show up like the $162 million pitcher that I believe I am. That's the treatment you're going to get. So that to me was like a warning shot to Rodgers. Not that he needs one. I think he understands what time it is. But maybe he might get a little chippy if things don't go well. And the problem is if the blood in the water is smelled in advance, because let's just say your team has indicated you don't want the spotlight, like from HBO and NFL Films. And in that regard, Robert Saleh showed up today to meet with the media. his first big press conference on this day, first, second full day of Hard Knocks cameras being there, wearing an I Heart HK t-shirt. And we assume HK stands for Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Robert, now it's official with Hard Knocks? Obviously, you said what you said in June.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, we've been doing One Jets Drive for the last couple of years, so it's just talking with Hard Knocks, and, you know, they've got a great group of people that are working with us, and we expressed some of our concerns. They've answered it, and, you know, it's going to be fine. It's no different than One Jets Drive.
By the way, One Jets Drive, a lot of folks may not know, it's the behind-the-scenes look, and for their draft shows, I've been doing the voiceover for it. So if Aaron wants to meet me,
like he wants to meet Liev.
Yeah.
He knows where to FaceTime me.
I thought Robert Sala might have just been a big Henry Kissinger fan.
It could have been that. Very good. You keep going.
Yeah.
Well done. Sala, yeah, he had to flip the script. You have to. You cannot come out and say, we don't want the attention. The attention is not something we want. The heat and the spotlight is something that may set us off. So that's a way of blowing a kiss in a very wink and a nod way, as opposed to what Rodon did in Anaheim. And, you know, this guy,
Rodon.
Hey, Carlos, you're in New York, pal. South side of Chicago and the friendly confines of San Francisco, you are not in anymore. And as far as Yankee fans are concerned, you didn't pitch a perfect game or a no-hitter yet. While Rodon turns Taylor Ward into Tim Salmon and Mickey Moniak, right? Into Gary Moniak. Anderson.
Tim Salmon.
Salmon.
You know what I'm saying? So good on Sala for coming out, making fun of it, talking about the elephant in the room. I think it's a great idea because, you know, the I Heart HK is in the font of I Heart NY.
Yep.
The famous I Heart NY
I Love New York
logo.
Yep.
You know, so I think it's
made because that was a Nike shirt.
I know. I think it's a great idea. Whoever's idea it was is just put it out there and then we'll deal with it. And that's it. Because you made the splashiest move. You got Aaron Rodgers. You do have all of the attention on you. You have earned it. Embrace it and push back, because if you set the standard of we don't want to hear it when it goes maybe south, then maybe your new guy blows a kiss or does whatever something else could be construed as such. Greatly done by the Jets. And Rodon, that's it.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
Collision has been struggling a little bit out of the gate with these ticket sales.
A little bit out of the gate. This was a major show announced on a major network with what everybody thought was this huge star, CM Punk. I said he was going to be the biggest financial flop in wrestling history, and I think I'm being proven right every minute of the day.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.